My grandmother always said that my father chose the worst day to be born. The river often flooded, but this time everybody was talking about it. People say that the city resembled Venice. Instead of carts and old carriages, the streets were full of boats, propelled by long poles. The river. After all, the river has always been close to me. Perhaps more than I thought. When I got out of school, there was no better pastime than watching the comings and goings of the boats down at the port. Father directed an assembly line of men and sacks that seemed to go on forever. It was really something. The steamboat Anita. I remember it as if it were yesterday. It was a very special day. What a crowd. Father carried me around on his shoulders. I felt like the king of the river. We moved closer to the pier to get a better view. It was marvelous. It was an enormous monster. Touch it, boy, touch it. An enormous white monster, like Moby Dick. I closed my eyes and burst into tears. At that time, it wasn't hard to enjoy ourselves. We celebrated just about anything. One day, my father came home excited. "It's here, it's here. The torpedo boat has arrived." He took us to see it. On our way to the river, we stopped at the Plaza del Angel Square and bought roasted chestnuts. Father said we would see these boats often, but the truth is that we never set eyes on them again. For Father, the comings and goings of the boats conjured up memories from many years before, when machines had dug up the city to build the canal. The grown-ups claimed that the canal would breathe life into the delta, and boy, did it do so. Ah, the Cinta Festival. Joannette and I ran like mad when the Cucafera chased us. One day, Joannette's hand was bitten by the Cucafera, and he spent the night in tears. He was inconsolable. I loved the sound of the curtles. The curtles were the sound of the festival, which guided us to the river. The greased poles, the river raft descents, oh, and the soapy pole, the highlight of the summer for all the young people in Tortosa. The little girls watching and mothers praying, worrying over the knocks their kids would get. They were good times. There was money. The rafts brought timber down from the Pyrenees. The boats transported plaster and cement. The train and coaches did not stop bringing people up and down. The wheel turned and turned and turned. One chilly day, coming back from the cinema, one of my father's closest friends approached me. "Come to see me tomorrow." From then until the war broke out, I was by his side, keeping a record of the profit of each batch of olives and the destination of each container loaded on the train. The train took rivers of olive oil abroad. Olive oil from Tortosa was famous all over the world. Trains and more trains. The activity I witnessed at the station was just like what I'd seen on the banks of the river. Times were changing. Somehow, things gradually deteriorated. The crash of 29. political instability. Everybody had one political affiliation or another. The carpenter, who was a supporter of the republican ideals of Marcelí Domingo, argued endlessly with his anarchist workers. The barber, a staunch royalist, fought with the socialist railway workers, who claimed the revolution would start in a matter of days. Strikes often emptied the factories. Meetings were held frequently, the bullring being the main venue. I remember a very special day. Marcelí Domingo came to deliver a talk at the principal theater. He was the man of the moment. Everybody talked about him. The theater was too small to hold the audience, and loudspeakers had to be set up on the street. And all of a sudden, horror and madness erupted. The most absurd atrocity. The most inexplicable void. From one day to the next, it was all over. Before we could even begin to understand what had happened, we found ourselves having to resurrect a city in ruins. Tortosa was gradually rebuilt. It also changed gradually. Now people only saw the river when they crossed Pont Lestat Bridge. On Sunday mornings, we would go out for a stroll and to have an aperitif. The horizon broadened. Slowly, the wheels started turning again. The city is moving. On the riverbanks and the port, everything is back in motion.
Thank you for your visit. We hope you found it interesting. We invite you to stroll around the entire grounds and to visit other heritage attractions of interest in our city and region.